Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kid. What's going on, my man? It's the NFL fucking 16th annual preview.
And I hope y'all love it, because I love it.
The 16th annual preview.
Is this my second one. Second one, yeah?
You missed out the last 14 years.
Hey, I'm here for the next wave, the new generation.
That's it.
Starting something new.
And, you know, Keith, no.
Key to T, shout out.
You're supposed to be here and you're not, so.
Key, we understand traffic and
money. He said he was sick or some kind of shit. I don't know. I don't care.
Key, that sounds like some hostility.
Man, yeah. All right. I got all my picks ready. Willing to go. All right, check this shit out.
Yeah.
Homeboy C-Note, he texted me this morning. Because in Buffalo.
Yeah. B-Lo, for those who ain't never been.
Yeah.
The home state, tri-state area.
They, New Era is, like, huge there. That's
you
like
said the stadium is New Era, right?
Yeah, the corporate office, everything is there. So his wife works for New Era.
Oh, wow.
So they have, like, company sales. So they say, bring a garbage bag, as many hats as you can fit for $50.
Hey.
He said he got 75 hats.
For $50. That's a fucking deal out of this world.
So he's sending
normally
me out
normally 25, 30 bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a New Era right there. Yeah.
New Era got the pimp shit.
I told him, I might have something coming out for you. I don't know.
I don't know.
See? Hey,
I don't know. I'm trying to get more tickets to more games, so I don't know.
Hashtag know. Kill him. Ooh. Hashtag ooh wee. Mm.
But NFL, I'm fucking excited, man. I ain't going to lie.
All right. Do you change up your team at all?
Not yet.
Did you ever get a fucking password?
No.
Okay, cool.
So we need to figure that out.
Sweet.
All right. Yeah, we need to figure that out before I leave. So you'll help me with that while I'm here.
All right. How don't you remember your password?
Man, I got a lot going on, man. And I thought it was something simple, and it obviously it wasn't, so.
Ooh.
But, no, what I did. Hey, what I did notice, though, it lets me go. Look.
What?
Take
your shirt off.
Cut your dick off.
Let me see those fucking panties you got on, dog.
Cut your dick off. We'll talk about that later.
All right, well.
Taking too much time to get in.
All right. So you get in.
Oh, it's either on my computer that let me straight in without logging in. So, yeah, I think I'm
going to
be good.
Oh, so you could do it from the computer.
I think I'm going to be good, yeah.
Okay.
But the day that we drafted, I was trying to do it from my phone. That's what it was.
So, all right. So let's start the fucking NFL talk, my man. I hope you got your shit. Ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll.
All right. I'm just going to... And okay, right now, we are with the intro about 3 minutes and 50 seconds in.
Yeah.
If you don't like football, you don't like fantasy sports, you don't like sports, fast forward.
Go play throw-up
tackle. I'm sure we'll have some funny shit, but...
Go play throw-up tackle in the street. But if you're a real G, Compton City G's, listen to this shit.
Real Compton City G's.
Motherfucking G's.
All right. AFC East, winner.
You know me. Give me the teams.
Patriots, Dolphins, Bills, Jets. Give me the lineup.
Patriots.
Getting enough.
Patriots.
For fuck's sake. Oh, Kadir's coming over. Hang on.
Patriots, Dolphins, Bills, Jets.
That's exactly what I have.
Shout out to the Soul Brothers. Soul Brother number one.
AFC West. All right. If I read it off my fucking list, it's not going to help
you. Yeah. Just let me see.
Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders.
Raiders, Chargers, Chiefs, Broncos. No. Wait. Sorry. Raiders, Chargers, Broncos, Chiefs.
Okay. I'm off on one with you. I got the Broncos ahead of the Chargers.
Okay.
Because of their defense.
Yeah. Shout out to Aqib Talib, original gangster.
The Chargers... Being out here, who knows? Okay, AFC North, we're going to go with Ravens, Browns, Steelers, Bengals.
Steelers, Browns, Bengals.
Again, another year in a row?
Steelers, Browns,
okay, he's saying
Bengals.
This.
Who's the last? Ravens.
So you get the Ravens finishing last.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, guys, we didn't say we were professionals. Okay, AFC
South. I'm not a professional. I'm just better than a lot of people at this
nice,
shit.
Nice, nice. Colts, Texans, Jags, Titans.
Texans, Titans, or you might be able to flip that one. Titans, Texans.
I already did.
Jags last, Colts third.
I got the Titans win that division.
I could see that
happening. And then I got the Texans as a wild card.
I could see that happening.
Do you have your wild cards or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's go to NFC East. You know the teams in there.
New Orleans Saints?
NFC East.
Oh, that's, what's Giants? Which one is that one?
Yeah, dog. Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Redskins.
We going... Eagles? No, sorry. Hold on.
What the fuck?
As much as I don't fucking fuck with them. Cowboys.
Yes.
Redskins. Eagles. Damn, but that division.
No, see, I'm already arguing Giants. With you about this.
Yeah, no, because I think the Giants are going to have a good year.
The thing, the hardest part for me.
Fuck all of that. Giants, Cowboys, Redskins, Eagles. Boom. There you go.
Okay. I'm going Cowboys. And now I don't know who to pick between the Giants and the Eagles. I'm going to go Giants. And then Redskins
finish who last.
Yeah. Okay.
NFC. They got a pretty good fucking team.
Who, Redskins?
Like, just watch. Watch for
them. Ooh, wee. Okay, NFC West. Come on.
New Orleans.
Money. No. God damn.
What are we? NFC South.
Yes. All right. NFC West. Seahawks, Rams, Cardinals, 49ers. This is a very easy pick.
Yeah, right. Here we go with the bullshit. Seahawks.
Yes.
Rams.
Yes.
My other two could suck a fucking toe. 49ers last. Shit.
Thank you. Cardinals. Yes. Yeah. My exact pick. Thank you, buddy. Okay. NFC North. Packers, Bears, Vikings, Lions.
Packers. Vikings, Lions, Bears.
A fucking G right here. You guys don't even understand. Yo, what the fuck does that say right there?
Packers, Vikings,
what
Lions,
does that
Bears.
Say right there? Yo, you're on it.
Yeah, because I know football.
You're on it, dog. You not last year. I mean, you said the Browns last year.
Okay. I mean, but this year I don't have them going to the playoffs, but I have them actually playing better.
All right. So, this is your division. The NFC
New
South.
New Orleans.
The Saints, Panthers, Bucks, Falcons. I don't care where you're from.
I'm not going to lie.
Tell me who's the
I'm
truth.
I'm going to do this one the real way. This is how I really feel. Tampa Bay, Carolina, New Orleans, Atlanta.
I got Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Falcons, Saints, Panthers. I know it pains you to say that. Do you think I'd like to say the Patriots are going to win the AFC East?
Tampa, New Orleans.
No. The Falcons.
Cam,
the Falcons are going to make it back to the playoffs. Okay. So, you know what your fucking playoff teams are. All right, here's mine. I got 6,000 fucking papers going on here, guys. I'm sorry.
And he's not lying.
All right. So, let's see here. I got mine. Should have made this up beforehand. I apologize, guys.
He was actually, like, sleeping on a job. I'm not gonna tell
you. I actually was. I apologize. You guys don't understand how fucking hot it is out.
It's a heat wave going up. It's 110 on my dashboard right now.
Is like
yesterday was 104. Stupid. This week it's supposed to get as high as 117 in the San Fernando Valley, people. Yes, I'm not bullshitting.
And this is I just left Culver City where it's 77.
Yep, no lie, right over the hill. He ain't lying.
Okay, so in the I don't exactly know every team that you picked, but in the AFC, who's your number one seed?
Number one seed would be Bill and Tom.
Mm-hmm. Who's your number two?
Oakland.
That's it.
Oakland. Yeah.
Okay. So now out of that. You have the 3 and the 4. So that would be the...
Steelers.
Okay, are they 3 or 4?
It would be 4. And that would mean number 2 would be...
Number 3.
Oh, I'm sorry. Number 3 would be...
Whoever the AFC South is. Titans, Texans.
Let's go... No, let's switch that out. Let's take...
Steelers,
Texans
3.
Texans right there. And Steelers... I mean, Titans... Texans, 4. Steelers, 3. Texans, 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Deshaun Watson will be the starting quarterback.
All right. So Texans are 4, Steelers are 3. All right. Yep. So we need 5 and 6. So you're 2 wild card teams from the AFC.
I believe. I got to be real. I think Tennessee going to have a.
Okay. No, I'm not arguing that.
Tennessee. That's a tough one.
I You think it's an AFC North team? Normally it is.
AFC.
The Bengals, the Ravens, the Browns. No. Do you think it's an AFC West team? It's not an AFC East team, I'll tell you that
West.
Much.
What about West? Broncos always, yeah. I'm not going to shit on the Broncos. Broncos.
Okay.
They're pretty consistent with their shit.
Alrighty. Wait, who? Okay, so you got all right, Pats, Raiders, Texans, Broncos, Steelers. Oh, Titans, you said. Ooh, that sets up a fucking nice matchup, by the way. All right. So,
wait, I got the Texans and the Titans?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, okay.
Okay. NFC, number one seed.
Number one seed is going to go out to... I'm going to say Green Bay.
Yep. Okay, number two seed.
I'm not going to be a fool.
This is a very easy one, by the way.
Yeah, right. No, it's not. Stop.
Yes, it is.
You're going to be shocked. That's the one pick this year you're going to be fucking mad about. Like, I should have listened to you.
You'll fucking see.
I think Cam going to be somewhere around a third or fourth. I think New Orleans is... Well, let's do my three and four. New Orleans going to be the fourth.
Okay.
You're just a...
You just said the Bucks. How the fuck is
number
every...
Number two. That's number two. I couldn't think of who my number
the
two...
The Bucks are going to have a fucking home bye.
Number two. Thank you. Jameis Winston, shout out to you, big boy.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you like John Gruden said. This year, Jameis Winston going to be an MVP candidate. Remember I said that.
Okay.
Me and John Gruden. Okay. The gurus of this all right. shit.
So, now you need three and four. So, we need an NFC West. Easy.
Who in the West?
Seahawks.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Okay. You need a East team.
You know what? I'm not going to be stupid because I believe they're going to be charged up all season. Switch them to Seattle, number one.
Oh.
Green Bay is... Yeah, because that's like, yeah, I'm being very realistic about this shit this year. I
think you could probably switch those two. But.
Nah, that's cool. No okay. Either.
All right. NFC West or NFC East, you said Cowboys.
I still lead the Giants going to playoffs, too. So give me both of them.
Okay. So which one wins? Because they get home field.
I believe it. Let's go to the Meadowlands, baby. We're going to the Giants, baby. Let's go to the tri-state area.
Okay. And your last. Wildcard team in the NFC.
I just believe Cam gonna have a. I believe he gonna sneak in there.
Okay.
Damn, the NFC kind of loaded, man. I like that shit.
Oh yeah, they're sort of like the Western Conference in basketball. Okay, so guys, I'm gonna try to make this entertaining as much as I can. I know it sounds boring, but all right.
Ain't nothing boring about this shit. Go buy Madden 18. That's what I'm gonna tell you. Let me tell you what to do. If you got a TV hanging on your wall, go buy Madden 18, Xbox One, PlayStation. I don't care if you ain't playing 20 years. You know what? Break the shit out this year. Have your beer, smoke your joint or something, a bowl, and just sit there while your kid's sleeping and play some Madden in your drawers.
All right. So the first round of the playoffs.
Yep.
We both have the Patriots as number one.
Okay. Let me see where he gonna go off base.
Okay. You got Oakland as number two. Yeah. I got the Steelers.
Okay.
Number two. Then you have Steelers versus Broncos. I have Titans versus Broncos. Okay. So we're close.
We're still pretty close, and I got the Titans in the next.
You have Texans and Titans, and I have Raiders and Texans.
So we got the same teams.
They're close. Yeah. I mean,
teams don't we?
No. Every team in the AFC.
We both have.
Yes. Okay. In the whole playoffs.
Cool.
All right. So I have Packers number one and Seahawks number two.
I had that
when
I thought about it. I was like, I think they're going to be on a fucking tear.
Well, okay. So, I mean, either way, one or two is decent. You got Seattle number one, Bucks number two.
Yeah.
All right. I got.
Who you got number two?
Seattle.
Seattle. Okay.
Three, I got Dallas. Okay. You got Giants. And four, I got. The Buccaneers, you got Green Bay.
Okay. So we got the exact same teams again.
So then in the five slot, you got Carolina. I got the Giants. And then I have the Falcons. That's the one team that we disagree on. They have a team. As much as you don't like
I'm going to tell you this. And I don't wish bad on nobody, even them. I don't ever want to see nothing happen to none of their players. I just don't think – I think it's just a facade. Like what they went through last year, I think they just – You'll see them get beat in games. You'll be like, what the fuck? Because they got the same team that they had from last year. But I just think this year people are going to be zoned in on some different shit.
All right. So this is – all right. Now, these divisional rounds are the ones that I care about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dallas going to the Giants for you.
I got them. I got Odell stepping up. I got Eli bringing some of that playoff magic back.
Okay. Carolina going to Green Bay.
I got my motherfucking boy –
Carolina going to Green Bay.
I got my motherfucking boy Killer Cam saying, y'all don't remember, I sat out of the playoffs last year. This year I got a white boy named motherfucking Christian McCaffrey, and I'm going to show y'all some shit Tom Brady been doing with every white boy drafted ever.
I got to write down the names on these papers for when they're completely wrong. Okay.
Hater.
Carolina at the Buccaneers will be the third time.
Jameis, let's keep it in Florida, baby. Let's keep it in Florida.
Okay. New the Giants go into Seattle.
Russell and them going to smoke that ass.
Okay, now the Buccaneers going to Seattle.
Man, that's what I want to see. I'm not lying. Much like, wait, where my Saints went? What the fuck? Hold on, man. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
You never told me when I was asking. You said that fucking the Bucs were going to win, and then you put Carolina in there. So you could put the Saints in for Carolina. The Saints aren't going to make the playoffs.
Oh, man, you're a fucking hater. Put the Saints in. Hold on, because something wrong.
Something wrong. Okay. So you're saying three teams from the NFC South are going to make it. That means you have to get rid of Dallas.
I don't think the year going to turn out like we thinking it will. So put my New Orleans soldiers in that motherfucking spot.
Okay, so now New Orleans at Green Bay, I think, is a different outcome.
Green Bay.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Why are you taking Carolina off? Because you just take the motherfucking Cowboys off.
I don't think that. Okay, so
change my shit back. Okay, let's keep it gangster. Let's see. Okay.
Fucking Carolina. So Carolina. You're so wrong on this, but okay. All right, so New Orleans is going to the Meadowlands.
I still got Eli in them. Okay. That don't change.
All right. Yeah. All right. So, and then you have Carolina playing the Bucks for the third time. Right. And so Bucks Seattle. Who wins that? At Seattle. At Seattle with the 12th man. And the Bucks who have no playoff experience. Oh, just so you know. Bullshit. Just so you know. They have no playoff
experience. Maybe never heard of Dirk Cutter.
No playoff experience.
I'm going to be realistic. I really believe Seattle going to have a magical season. Thank you, buddy. I'm going to go with Seattle. I just always know when they've been counted out and Pete come start chewing that gum and walking up the sideline. Uh-huh. That motherfucker, like, he like 40 years old. That look, man the like
Dodgers.
92.
The Dodgers.
Pete Carroll, 92 years old, looking like he's 42.
Yeah. He
was just in here last week getting his hat trimmed. Yeah. So let's go to AFC. Okay.
Okay. Titans are going to play the Texans for the third time in Houston. Now, Titans Houston with all the shit going on, though.
Nah, I don't believe nothing. They always play tough. Deshaun Watson going to give him a boost, but I think Mariota going to pull it out.
All right.
Marcus. Shout out to Marcus. I like Marcus Mariota.
Okay. Broncos at Steelers.
Steel curtain, baby.
That's it. All right. Titans at Patriots.
Bill going to run them out of the building.
Steelers at Oakland.
I believe Oakland going to put up a strong showing, man.
See, this is where we're going to start to differ.
Let's go. Let's go to Oakland, baby. Marshawn playing.
All right. Oakland's going up to fucking New England. So
I got to give everybody what they want. We know what we want.
We want the rematch.
We want the rematch. But y'all going to let a 40-year-old motherfucker beat y'all again? God damn.
Okay. So
throw
it in there.
Man.
Now I'm going to ask you. In your...
Where's the Super Bowl this year?
Super Bowl pick. Is it Minnesota? Yeah, they just had that new stadium.
New stadium, okay.
Yeah. Which is nice, actually. Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah.
It looks nice. New England at Seattle. Revenge game. No, New England versus Seattle, not at Seattle.
Much as I love Tom, the only white man that I actually consider a father figure in my life, I really believe in the Seahawks, man. I'm not gonna pretend. Like, I know I wanted Tom to win against the Falcons, like, badly. And he came through in the clutch.
This would be a way better game then. Okay.
Go to mine. Shit.
All right.
Let's see. Let's hear this bullshit.
All right. So, I got the Texans going to the Raiders. Texans winning.
Oh, shit. In Oakland?
Yeah.
With Marshawn not smoking a blunt on the sideline? Yeah.
No, I got
it. E-40 in the stands?
For some reason.
What game are you at, B?
I'm telling because of the hurricane and all that shit. By the way, is everybody okay in your family? Do you have any spillover?
Yeah,
there's
a lot of rain and shit, but that's it.
I got the Broncos going to the Titans and the Broncos winning.
Okay.
Based on their defense. I have Texans going to the Patriots. Patriots winning.
Okay, definitely.
I got the Broncos going to the Steelers. Steelers winning.
Okay.
So then I have the Steelers, the Patriots, Steelers winning. This is the year somebody shuts down Tom Brady, and it's big motherfucking rapist Ben who shuts him down.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
Le'Veon Bell, my man that always fucks his name up, Antonio Brown.
I wouldn't be mad at that at all. But
I got a feeling about the Steelers this year.
Okay, now let me hear that other side.
All right. So
straight fuckery.
The Falcons going into Dallas, and the Falcons winning. I got the Giants going to play Tampa Bay. And the Giants winning.
God damn.
So then I got the Falcons going to play the Packers in Lambeau. Packers winning.
Okay.
And the Giants going to play the Seahawks in Seattle. Seattle winning.
Okay.
Now, this is the game. If the NFC Championship is the Packers in Seattle.
Yep.
Whoever has home field advantage, you have it Seattle.
Yeah.
I have it Packers.
Right.
Whoever has home field advantage wins that game. I'm telling you right now. We're fucking
I don't believe,
6 months out.
I don't believe. I'm serious.
No, okay, I'm saying.
I think you're underestimating your squad this year.
No, no. If Seattle does have the number one seed for some reason, they will beat the Packers.
I don't really. I think they could come in as a fucking four seed this year. And
so
just,
I got Steelers versus Packers.
Oh, my God.
I have Steelers.
You just said fuck. He got on all of this Seahawks shit. Like, it was like Coronation fucking Tuesday. And I'm like sitting here like is. Really like, okay, yeah, Seahawks. I'm on the fucking, not on bandwagon because I'm a real football fan.
You're drinking
and
the Kool-Aid.
I know that they actually can pull it off. And this motherfucker says Steelers and
Packers. I'm trying to be smart about it because last year I went with my heart.
That ain't smart. Last year, I didn't expect y'all to go last year. This year, I expect y'all to go.
If it's Steelers versus Packers, number one. Fuck what anybody says. That's a good ass Super Bowl. And I honestly, now this is why I even have a question mark. I don't know who wins that. I'm going to say the Packers if they made it that far,
I believe the Steelers will pull it off. If it's Steelers Packers, I'll go with Big Ben and Antonio and Le'Veon.
All right, so.
I cannot believe he got all his Seattle shit on and did not pick the fucking. We even fucking got libations with the fucking Seahawks color.
Try to.
And this motherfucker is
so
going
guys.
All right,
so
green.
The final four for Kredir is Patriots, Oakland, Seattle, Bucks. With Seattle winning, mine is Patriots, Steelers, Packers, Seattle, with Pittsburgh winning.
Oh my God.
Go with Pittsburgh.
He just lost every membership he had as a part of the 12th man.
I'm trying to do this as because
last year I didn't see Seattle going. This year I see them motherfuckers like coming.
I watched them play and like. Russ is like
so. That's what I'm saying. So what are you doubting?
They open. They have like probably the hardest schedule.
But I believe they play better when they play the best teams. I've always believed this. Richard Sherman, Russell Wilson era. They get up. They play mediocre when they play fucking mediocre shit. They like when they play that it's like high school. I see them get pumped the fuck up. Like we're gonna fuck these motherfuckers up.
They open. All right.
Shout out to Earl Thomas on these hoes.
Yeah. He's back and ready to kick.
I cannot believe he didn't. That's
I got him. I got him in the NFC Championship game.
Oh, God damn, what that count for?
You're telling me in an NFC Championship game, you have to go to Green Bay.
I think they'll beat the shit out of this particular year. They're gonna beat the shit out of anybody in their way.
Well, I don't think.
Damn, I got all the confidence in the world, man. Take that jersey off, man. You fronting? Ain't no future in your fronting.
I can start playing fronting.
I still can't believe that. Well, if y'all see what he got on, you'd be like, "Oh yeah, definitely." This motherfucker just picked this.
And I actually, like, I woke up to put this shit on, too. I woke up like this.
In a new Bugatti. I woke up inside a new Bugatti.
I'm just, the one year I'm trying to be, like, honest.
Nah.
Listen.
Honesty. That's like my Saints. Honest that we got Adrian Peterson in the twilight of his fucking career.
I'm just going to show you something. All right. Now. I'm going to pull up the Seahawks and who they're playing against. And then you tell me win or loss. Because the first game of the season is really going to determine a lot. That's all I'm saying. Now, and tell me, because number one, I think they're playing everybody that we fucking listed on these stupid lists is on there. So, okay. The opening weekend, Seattle at Green Bay.
Man, beat that ass.
No.
Oh, man.
Dude, it's
I'm going to have to get a fucking Seattle jersey or something.
I got plenty for you. Okay, all right. Versus the Niners, that's a win. Okay. At the Titans, that we both have in the playoffs.
Bro.
So, do they beat the Titans?
Yes.
Okay, at the Colts.
I'm telling you, I'm looking at y'all coming
at the Rams.
Like maybe two losses this year.
At the Rams.
beat that ass.
At the Giants. At the Giants.
I believe.
Versus the Texans. Versus the Redskins. Versus the Falcons. They got a fucking hard-ass schedule, like, dude.
But you're not putting this together.
Versus the Cowboys.
They come harder when they play hard-ass fucking schedules. This is one of them teams. You remember San Francisco back in the days, the Cowboys back in the like in the 90s and shit?
Yeah.
They would always get up for like them fucking games. You'd be like, whoa. That was like NFC. Every fucking Sunday was like NFC championship. That's how I feel about Seattle. And I don't feel like that way about too many teams other than the Patriots. The Steelers usually come with it. Seattle, Green Bay, they tend to walk that line sometimes. You know, they'll have shit.
People were hurt. People were hurt on the Green Bay. That's why last year.
Yeah. So
Aaron Rodgers is fucking stud, dog. Come on. You put the
I ain't got nothing against Aaron. You know,
you
I
put
like
the
Aaron.
Fucking the Ravens that low. And
the Ravens could get low like fucking Lil Jon.
They have
fuck.
What? But holy shit. The AFC East is, okay, let's rank this. AFC East is the worst division in football. The Jets and the Bills are just sitting everybody and trading everybody. They're awful. Look at this. In the preseason, they're the only ones that have all red.
In everything.
I mean, the Patriots, they're just saying, like, here, take the division. Right. Go on. I don't care if Edelman got hurt. Go ahead.
I don't know why when you got three other players that equal one Edelman.
That's why I'm happy about my Brandon Cooks pickup. It's going to be a big deal.
I said that when you told me you had Brandon Cooks. I was like, yeah, that's definitely a smart.
The only one I'm really concerned about is NFC East is really an interesting division. I think the Cowboys aren't going to be as good, but I still think they win that division.
I think the Giants win it.
Well, I think the Giants are going to be right there.
I think the Giants win it.
But I think that the Redskins and Eagles put up a fight, too. So that's a fucking good division.
That's always a good division.
And then, not that one. That one sucks.
And my NFC South.
NFC South is going to be nice. AFC West. I mean, we're both picking the Broncos for like, or no, the Raiders. Right. But I think the Broncos could like do something.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know.
The Chiefs still ain't going to go out with lay down and let my fucking
run. I saw
run
the Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers playing like they don't even look that bad. So I don't know.
And all Ezekiel right. Elliott, I believe his suspension going to get changed from 6 to 2 games.
You said that last time, but... Yeah.
And today is the day they're hearing the appeal, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Should we get a call in from
Goodell?
That's
football talk.
Do you want me to call Goodell real quick?
If you got him on yourself.
Sir.
This
is Pence. I wanted to hand the phone over to my friend, Roger Goodell.
What the fuck you doing at NFL headquarters, Mike?
Sir... We have a lot of things going on, especially
with Houston.
Mike, there's
a fucking flood going on in Houston, man. Why the fuck are you at NFL headquarters?
My boss is handling that. I am dealing with football right now as the season's
about to
start.
Your boss, MAGA? What do you call himself? The Great White Hype? What's
he's
his
there.
Name?
Oh. He's there, and I watched the Mayweather fight.
You watched the fucking Mayweather fight?
Sir,
what the fuck, man? You watching the Big 3-2? What the fuck is going on?
Hey, this is Roger.
So, man, we got a couple questions.
Yeah, make quick,
The young black guy, Ezekiel... He has a biblical name. I just don't believe all this devilish shit y'all trying to say he did.
Yeah, that guy.
So it's from 6 to 2, we thinking, Rod? What you thinking? You compromise?
Listen, the NFL holds a strong policy against domestic violence. All right.
Rod, you sure you never committed? Because you look like one of the motherfuckers who might have elbowed a motherfucking female in her head back in the 80s.
You said a female. You never said a male. Just saying.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Okay. Goodell, did you ever have any NFL experience? That's something
I'm
never
good.
Even
I'm good. Don't worry about it.
Damn. You like, don't tell me you came like from the YMCA right. Straight to the NFL. Like
Mike, though. Shout out. Yo, you got it. Hey.
You went to the fight, too?
You guys got to be seeing what's going on. Pence right now.
You went Mayweather? Huh? Mayweather?
Yeah, Mayweather.
I saw Bob Kraft. Wasn't he there?
Man, I don't care. I don't care about punches being thrown. All I care about is
the bottom line, the big dollar.
People getting tackled and maybe getting concussions.
And the money.
That's all I
and
care
the money.
About.
You definitely about
hey,
the money.
I didn't make that much money last year, but.
$37 million or something like
it's
that.
It's all right.
It's all right, yeah.
The NFL's worth like what?
Working
$6
class
billion?
White dude?
$6 billion?
$6 billion? That ain't bad at all, Roger. So, you think we get a decision anytime before the weekend on Ezekiel?
Huh? Is he going to keep fucking raping bitches or what?
Oh, man. Pulling titties out, all kind of shit.
I mean, good for him.
I mean, Ray Rice.
I saw that lady's titties.
Ray Rice
nice.
Never even saw the NFL again.
Could be honest with you, bud. I'd pull her titties out, too.
Damn, Roger. Roger,
do you sir, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Thanks, bye.
You have a wife?
Kids? Nah.
Never see any kind of like family pictures, nothing.
I got a boyfriend. I mean, a partner.
What the fuck?
But that's about it.
What the fuck, man? All right, man. Well, I ain't going to take too much more
of your time. All right, Paige. But...
Shit.
You want Pence back or no?
No. Right. No. Tell white.
Hey, Mike, he said no.
Tell white Mike to just go. Well, my white Mike.
Sure, tell me what fucking.
He got stuff. Like a Jimmy Johnson haircut, too. That's a little more silver, though.
All right. Wow, that was a weird conference call.
I just can't believe Ezekiel Elliott is just in the faith of that
I was trying to do like I was chewing gum, almost like a Mike Ditka. Nah. Was that good or no?
Nah, I didn't get that.
What's better, the Pence or that one?
The Pence, definitely. Definitely the Pence.
You think so?
That one needed research.
Okay.
I don't think we connected with Roger on that one.
All right.
I believe you better have a bag of Ditka.
I'll have to like research it and try it again, maybe.
Yeah, try it again.
The Pence isn't even good. I don't even. But
the Pence, because we have no idea if it's good or not. It's good because I have no fucking clue.
It's so stupid.
The Pence, but it seems like it's the best thing going right now.
Oh, it's the first thing smoking. You ever hear that term?
First thing smoking. We gonna be out of here on the first thing smoking. You heard? I'm like, all right. When we rolling out? First thing smoking, baby. We out of here. As soon as the sun come up, we on the first
Where
thing
the fuck
smoke.
Does Evan come from?
As soon as the sun come up. Because the train. Remember back in the days?
Yeah.
You catch the early train. First thing smoking.
I got to save these. Hang on.
My grandmother used to tell me that shit. Shout out to my grandma, Gussie. Rest in peace, baby.
Rest in peace. The only one that we really disagreed with was, well, New Orleans and Carolina. We do have the Bucks going pretty high, so we're going to be complete assholes.
Come on. So let's get MVP.
Oh, shit. We're doing MVPs,
We're doing all of that shit right now. I'm in football mode, motherfucker. You ain't cutting my shit short.
Okay.
Okay. Dicker. Okay.
Who's the head coach of the Buccaneers?
Dirk Cutter.
Coach of the year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Rookie of the year. That's a tough one. Fuck, I haven't researched it.
I got one.
Oh, homeboy from the Browns. The first pick. Yeah, that guy
Julius
fucking...
Peppers. No, who?
What is this, 1997?
Oh, Deshaun Kaiser?
No, God damn it. I'm saying defensively. The homeboy.
Jabril Peppers from Michigan.
His name ain't Peppers.
Jabril Peppers was their first. You talking about Deshaun Kaiser was the quarterback.
No, I know him, but I'm saying they're the first pick.
Oh,
Miles Garrett.
Yeah. Yes. But no, Jabril Peppers. Jabril Peppers going to have a better year than Miles Garrett.
There is a guy named Jabril Peppers.
Yeah,
you're not
motherfucker
joking
from
that.
Michigan. Fuck, I ain't bullshit.
Do you ever have a Jabril Pepper? They're like greenish.
No. Right. So, my rookie of the year is Joe Mixon or Jabril Peppers.
Joe Mixon's decent.
Joe Mixon punched that girl in the face, though. Oh my God, Joe. God damn,
what
Joe.
What the fuck?
I told you, man.
Why these guys just.
Man,
they was gonna beat on women.
Man, this shit been happening forever, though, man. That's what I'm telling you.
Didn't Jerry Rice beat up some women?
Nah, Jerry Rice like think he a stripper and shit. He too smooth for that shit.
You think Jerry Rice is gay?
I think Jerry Rice didn't maybe tickle.
You
want
to call Goodell real quick?
No. Okay. I think he didn't tickle the dick, but I don't think he like request dick. I think he didn't maybe tickle the
dick.
But
he's sitting in his locker after a game and he's like looking out like somebody's piece and he's like, yeah, it's decent.
Yeah, I mean,
like he's not
like looking at Steve Young like yeah.
Yeah, no, decent. He's not like he's not checking
Brigham
out.
Brigham Young
like,
descendant, yeah.
Tom Rathman's like standing there and he's like, yeah.
What about Roger Craig though? That probably would have been a before Tom
Rathman. Okay, who's more hung?
Roger Craig
or Steve Young?
Roger Craig.
See, I think Rathman's got a maybe he's got a tiny one.
Brent Jones might have came through swinging like an elephant in a zoo. You never know. Shout out to
the 49ers
you're
dick.
Stupid. We have 49ers fuck
dick,
we dick
lineup.
There. So fucking you know, okay, MVP motherfucker.
Aaron Rodgers.
God damn. MVP as much as see the Jameis or Tom Brady.
They won't give it to Tom Brady. No way. No way. They won't give it to
Jameis,
him. Jameis
Tom
upset.
Brady, first 40-year-old MVP.
Didn't
Rich Gannon get it when he was like 40? For Oakland that year?
You said Rick James?
Rick. You stupid. Rick Gannon. Rich
oh,
Gannon.
Oh, yeah. Rick Gannon. Yeah, in that
you
ass.
Fucking retarded.
No, he did. He did get it.
You said Rick James?
No. Maybe it's Dak Prescott. Who knows?
No, I don't see that.
Maybe it's the truth. Maybe he gets his first MVP.
I wouldn't mind that.
Maybe he just throws, like, what? Let's say 20 touchdowns at Dougie Baldwin.
So let's do the. Okay. So either the truth or Jameis.
Or Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Why do you hate on Aaron Rodgers?
No, I like Aaron Rodgers. I just don't think You gotta understand.
Did you ever hear that song Green and Yellow that Lil Wayne did?
You gotta understand something.
And why is Lil Wayne doing a Green and Yellow song?
Because he's a Packer fan. Okay. It's a lot of players going to have a better year than Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron going to have a good year. I really do like Aaron Rodgers.
They got a squad, dog. And yep. They always put up fucking points. And so do the Patriots. So
that song, like Mike Tyson said, all that shit sounds good until you get hit in your fucking mouth.
Well, we'll see. The fucking Packers offensive line is great. Let's see how much the Seahawks stand
all
up.
All that shit sounds good. Till Cam Chancellor punching your fucking mouth and you're like, oh.
Okay. I'm gonna give you 100. I'm gonna give you 10 G's. Alright? And you gotta get hit by a player. Who's the one you don't want to get hit by?
Cam Chancellor.
Okay.
Fuck out of here.
Alright. Let's make it short.
I'm getting hit by the fucking punter or some shit.
No, I was gonna say Chancellor, Sherman.
I'll take a Sherman
hit. And Earl Thomas.
I'll take a...
Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas is a motherfucker, too, but Cam...
Earl Thomas is 5'9".
But Cam... Because I'm not a short motherfucker, so then I'll take the Earl Thomas hit.
But Cam Chancellor...
Nah, you ain't taking that shit.
He will ruin your career.
Yeah, no, he'll ruin your bladder. You'll be, fucked up forever, pissing and shitting on yourself.
Did we talk about my hookup with the New Era shit?
Yeah. Okay. And the 12s out there representing.
Now, they said that they still have the best home field advantage. Have you watched any preseason or no?
I think I saw one of y'all games. Out of most random games to see. Huh. Did y'all play the Chargers?
No, this Thursday we are.
Somebody I saw y'all play against.
Yeah, we're down in
Yeah, because I seen Richardson.
I'm wrong. Yes, they did play the Chargers.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
The Raiders, and it's on KTLA or whatever this week. I'm watching the Sunday night game with Al and Chris Collinsworth, who I could take your leave fucking Chris Collinsworth, to be honest with you.
I don't really mind Chris.
You want me to call him real quick?
No. Hey. He always got that little smile on his face. He'll be like, what the fuck,
Chris? He just took a big shit and fucked your wife, and he fucked your wife.
You walk in your house and see me.
I'll tell you this guy, man. He's got projection on his throws, man.
That was fucking good. And I didn't even know you had that one in you. That was way better than... I'm not going to say Pence, because I don't know what Pence sounds like. But that was way better than Goodell. All
right. He
had a little smirk going on when you were saying it. So, yeah, that worked.
That's what you got, because you got to talk through your smile. That's how he does it.
Yeah, he add a little shit. I'd be like, okay, Chris, I see.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's a Jameis Winston kid.
Yeah.
You know, look at how he's flinging it around the field.
That's how he beat.
He's got Mike Evans.
That's how
and Mike
beat.
Evans is that's a big hey, boy. Mike Evans can catch anything.
I like Chris, man. That's what I'm saying. I don't mind that. I don't mind that shit.
I'm actually excited about my new Chris Collinsworth impression. So
they don't have him fucking bitches or nothing.
I'm watching the game. It was so I went to fucking Puerto Rico, all right, and there's this chick with a fat fucking ass, and I stuck it right in there.
Something wrong with you, motherfucker.
Perverted Chris Collinsworth.
We gotta leave him clean.
And I'm gonna do my hair.
He seemed like a God fearing man too. Let's just leave him clean.
I'm gonna do my hair like that.
He's just always smiling.
One time when I played for the Bengals, I fucked a bunch of fucking strippers, all right? And I was the only white guy in the room, so I came all over the place.
That's fucking stupid. And leave Chris alone. Who fucking stupid? How we got on Collinsworth?
Because I'm talking about Sunday Night Football. Right. So it was who the fuck was playing? It was Niners and Vikings in the new stadium. And oddly enough,
that might be rookie of the year too, Dalvin Cook, the Vikings.
That's decent. Hoyer comes out and looks fucking impressive, and I'm like, good for this guy, man. This guy's been on all these teams, is always like, oh, yo, Romo's hurt, you're in. Brady's hurt, you're in. So-and-so's hurt, you're in. Now it finally seems like he has a team.
The Bengals was there. The Browns, and he was like, oh, Johnny Manziel coming in.
Yeah, and he just gets pushed out, but he's not a bad player.
No, not at all. He's just short.
Him, and then the Vikings, Bradford looked good. Teddy is Teddy out for the year?
Yeah, out, yeah, till
further notice. Sources say that, Teddy Bridgewater might be out for the year, but him and I might go down to the Cayman Islands and fuck each other. Thanks, Chris.
Stupid. Something wrong with you. That's sad. Chris Conner is probably the holiest man walking the face of the earth, and you just got him fucking Teddy Bridgewater in the ass. It's just disgusting. Despicable.
Anyway, so they have the game on, and the Vikings have a female, offensive coordinator. And I'm like, what? And I'm not a chauvinist of a guy.
Serious?
I'm not fucking around. Maybe she's like the second offensive coordinator, but whatever. Like, a female in a high position. And listen, I'm not being a chauvinist. I'm just saying. Okay, I'll put it this way. No female play in the NFL.
Right.
Okay, so like, to be like, oh, we need female coaches. Do you really?
Right, I mean,
go coach the lingerie league.
Oh, shit. Damn.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I'm not, I don't need
one to... time I was at the lingerie league, all right? And this number three, she goes up to throw it. I saw her fucking cooter, and I fucked her later.
Fucking something wrong with you.
She was throwing up bombs.
Now all the females like,
back to L.
Brandon just punk and drubbly.
Well, and then, during the same game, they had a fucking female referee. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
They're trying to be inclusive.
Well, whatever. What the fuck ever. That chick gets hit by, yeah, like, by your
my
boy.
My thing is, I wouldn't go hard for a sport that they've never played. I'm not saying they don't know the game, none of that shit. But, you know, coaching dudes and dick swinging and all kind of shit in the locker rooms and talking about holes and, you know, they talking about pussy and, I mean,
normally in locker room, what I talk about is guys' ball bags.
So, that's just sad, y'all. Rest in peace, Chris Collins.
Chris Collins.
Chris went a perverted way.
It's not like I pick a good impression. Like, nobody listening to the show knows who the fuck
Chris Collins were. Right. It might be a few people like, they probably look at, oh, yeah, dude from Sunday Night Football. Okay, yeah. But Al Michaels definitely.
Even Mike Pence, when I started, like, nobody really knew who the fuck Mike Pence is.
Even Al Michaels is like, really? Chris Collins worked impressive?
You couldn't even do me?
Right. He's like,
He's like, I've been in Puerto Rico and the Cayman Islands.
Kathy Lee Gibbons or whatever.
No, that's not fucking
Al. That's Frank, whatever.
That's Frank Gifford.
Yeah.
I thought he died.
I don't know. Rest in peace.
A bunch of people died.
Yeah, I mean, that's
your boy. Your boy.
Well, I seen
Dick Gregory.
Rest in peace to the rest in peace to the motherfucking activist, OG gangster, comedian, motherfucking positive playboy. First was trying to get people to get their life healthy. Rest in peace, Dick Gregory. Shout out to you from Liquor License, motherfucker.
One time, I was fucking this hooker, and I had a weird thing on my penis, and I called it my Dick Gregory.
You were fucking.
And then I put it in her mouth and made her choke on it.
Somebody else died too.
Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis did die. Rest
Jerry
in peace,
Lewis
Jerry
and
Lewis.
Jay Thomas.
Who's Jake Thomas?
Your comedian, radio guy.
Oh, rest in peace, homie.
Yeah. I met Jay Thomas one time. I don't know. Is this like a Harry Carey thing that I'm doing? Or am I really?
It's kind of going towards Harry Carey because you're going the same
okay.
same tagline every time.
I think I'm close on it.
I think it was good. I think you should just let it rest. You should just let it rest and you went back to it. But you're rushing it. And now you don't know what he's supposed to sound like, so you just keep going.
No, you're right.
Keep going. And Al, I like how they just roll him in. Like, they do the one shot, and then they just open it up for a two shot, and he just slide in on the chair. Like, yeah, but I'm not doing Chris.
I think Al Michaels is like, I think he's the most holy thing walking. I don't think he's. What's homeboy's name, though, who's like biting strippers in the back and stuff?
Oh, that shot is a Marv Albert, you heard me?
Yeah.
He had his toupee, the hoes playing with his toupee and shit. He a gangster. Shout out to Marv.
So he bit a stripper in the back.
Marv had strippers in L.A. and shit in his room. Coke, weed, and he's still on NBC.
He's like the voice of NBA. He's the voice in the NBA, basically.
Marv Albert, baby.
Well, I guess him and Reggie Miller now?
Yeah, Reggie Miller, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Who would you say is the voice of the NFL? You think it's those two guys, or you think it's
Troy Aikman and Buck, I ain't gonna lie.
As much as I don't really,
who's but the they definitely are probably the voice of the
NFL. Who's
the
jerk off on Monday night, Gruden?
And the little short ball head dude.
The guy who goes to. I'm not even going to try.
I like Gruden, though.
Fuck
I used to like Tirico. But that new dude. But someone said Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, probably, man. Just to be honest.
They do the afternoon game of the week kind of thing.
Troy. When I read the shit
I'd rather watch Collinsworth and Marv Albert. What the
when
fuck
I
am
I seen
L.
Joe
Michaels.
Buck almost die from like hair transplants and shit, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
More like Joe Fuck.
Oh.
Sorry. One time I met Joe Buck. All right. I'm done with the Cowboys.
It's getting a little more harsher every time, too. One time I met him.
You're right. The first one was the best one.
The first one. You could have just left it at that. I was like, oh, shit.
When have I ever left anything at, like, one good thing? I try to ruin everything in my life.
That's true.
Write that down. I tried to ruin
Punk and Drublick.
Everything in my life.
Hoppy Lock.
So okay, so but female coaches, female referees, you don't really give a fuck about?
Nah, not at all. I'd rather females get equal opportunities and a whole lot of other shit before they worry about football.
Luke Walton in the NBA, he gets fired as head coach of the Lakers, and they bring on a female coach. You're happy with that?
I mean, I'm still a Laker fan, but nah. I mean, like I said,
it's, Sean Payton leaves the Saints, and they bring in the
it's female. It's a lot of other shit. I want females to get
equal. No, I don't care. I'm just saying it's like it made me feel like, I don't know.
They forced an issue. I mean, they forced the issue on it's a lot of shit.
It looks like it.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'd rather the females get equal pay and other shit.
Well, you know, if you're going to force the issue, then I don't know how you can do it, but give me one black fucking owner in the league. Give me a female owner in the league, for that matter.
Michael Jordan. Shout out to Michael Jordan.
No, in the NFL, I'm saying.
Right, but I believe
there's Jordan. There's no diversity.
I believe before it's over, LeBron or Jordan going to buy an NFL team.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I believe. What if they do it together and then they kiss?
Yeah. I mean, him and Jeter did it together with the Marlins. That's crazy.
No, what do you think they're going to do with Giancarlo Stanton? That's what, the big topic was, now that there's new ownership of the Marlins, what are they going to do with Stanton? I'm like, sign the motherfucking guy. Right. He's a top three superstar. Great. Sign Stanton. You know? What the fuck?
What the fuck? And he from the San Fernando Valley. Shout out to the hometown.
Notre Dame.
Hometown.
Right down the street. We could walk there if we wanted to.
No. And the number two pick.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, the black dude.
He's got number two dick in the MLB. God
damn. Why we can't? This is a perverted-ass episode. Just dicks and big dicks in locker rooms. And
Chris Collinsworth.
Tom Rathman and dicks and Steve Young and dicks.
Jerry Rice. Remember when he used to wear the glasses like Dion? And he'd be like. Like this, Deion he'd be like, he'd push his glasses up and he'd be looking and be like, yeah, Deion son, you got it, you got thing. It, son.
You got it. Deion was the best thing in the NFL for a while.
Deion's kind of a penis.
No, I don't know. I like Prime Time. I did like Prime.
You think he's got
it? He always performs.
You think he's packing?
I really don't know how we get back on dicks. Like Packard Hewlett, like the Dell computers?
Hewlett Packer, whatever. Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers MVP.
Rodgers.
Also in the Super Bowl against the Steelers.
Oh my God! I cannot believe this dude didn't even pick his own fucking team. He got
all the Seattle. Because then everyone's gonna say, "Oh, I'm not listening to your fucking advice because you're a fucking Homer."
Hey, well, you know what? Homer Simpson is successful, so I'm Homer. Fuck that.
What about Black Bart? I was listening back to what you're talking about. I agreed with you the whole time. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
You remember the T-shirts with like Bart as Jumpman with, like he was black.
And I mean, he had like Bart rapping. Was that like a thing?
Fucking right, that was a thing. You remember the Looney Tunes like T-shirts with Bugs Bunny with like Rasta hats and Rasta shit.
Yeah.
You don't remember that shit.
No. That one I do.
It was same with Bart.
Okay, but that wasn't like a company. That was just like shit.
Oh, that's for the streets, motherfucker. A company? What the fuck? Motherfucker, you got on a company right now and you went against the protocol. You voting for the fucking Steelers. For the
streets.
What the fuck? You got the Steelers and the fucking somebody else, Packers. You're supposed to be a company man. You got.
I didn't hear the Saints in the Super Bowl.
I said we wouldn't go into the fucking Super Bowl. Homer, I say y'all got the best team in the fucking NFC, and you're like, oh, I don't want to go with my
part. All I said was, if they have to play in Green Bay,
shit.
If they have to play in Green Bay, they're fucked.
Well, I know one thing. I got one Super Bowl ring, and I'm happy.
Yeah, but you got like six cock rings.
I don't really have a
cock ring. There was a couple times when I was down in Miami, I had a couple cock rings.
Chris Collinsworth is rolling over in his grave right now. Chris, you're rolling over
it's
your grave.
It's so
right
much
now.
Easier to do Collinsworth than
but
it is.
But it's really not, dude, because it was good. Now it's just like,
To do Pence, it's so. Pence is like tough because I gotta like try to like restrain myself.
You're crazy, man.
All right, fuck it. All right. So, well, that was 49 minutes of football.
Fuckery.
Talk. Okay.
Fuckery.
All right.
I got time for another. Pass me that because you.
I know.
G-Unit?
No, that story kind of sucks. I'll save it.
What's the story?
Another fucking bus.
You got a sexcapade?
I got a Mexico story I never told.
Oh, shit. Threesome? Trollsome? Foursome?
No.
Fivesome?
It's actually more embarrassing than that.
Why would the threesome be embarrassing?
No, it wasn't a threesome. When I was down, when I did all my Mexico podcasts and shit, and you didn't want to talk about it, I just kept this one as
right, like, I didn't want to talk about that shit. You did that shit. Pro bono. You're supposed to be a trooper for the team.
Oh, here we go. Here we go, Keyshawn Johnson. One time I was hanging out with Keyshawn Johnson.
Then he did another one, just ranting and raving.
All right. So we went to the cenote, which is like, it's these underground, like, natural springs.
Yep, yep.
That are, like, drilled out. So, like, you got to walk down, like, fucking 25 flights of stairs mm-hmm. to even jump in the thing, and the shit's, like, 40 feet deep. But it's all natural spring water.
Is the water warm?
No, it's freezing cold.
Oh, shit.
And but it's, like, 95 degrees out.
All right, okay.
All right. So, I know that this is, like, part of the excursion that we're going on.
Does this end in a threesome?
Nah.
Okay, all right.
I mean, there was like a... Like
so how could you have a Chris Collinsworth impression that was just so perverted and then give me this Christian renewal
well, this is story. Actually probably... All right, this is my actual Chris Collinsworth then. This is probably what he did.
Okay.
So, halfway through the trip where we're fucking 45 miles away from the resort,
yep.
All the girls look at me and they're like, what, did you bring a swimsuit? And I'm like, no. You
gotta go in the nude. Let's see dick hang.
I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I guess
I hope you had shaved it pretty. Had a nice little patch going on.
Maybe I could just jump in these and they'll dry off. But like, they were like,
no.
The homeboy was on a timetable. It's like, boom, you got to be back here. You got to be back here. I'm like, fuck. So I had on my Under Armour.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck.
I got mine on right now. You hear me?
Oh.
Gangster shit. Gangster shit.
Gangsters make the world go round. But I said, fuck it. Threw the shorts in the locker and I just went in my Under Armour.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Because it looked like I was European or something. Yeah. Nobody cares.
Like
I
mean, Playboy with some little tighties on. Yeah.
But I didn't realize I had a humongous hole in my
ass. They probably thought you was a rich baller. They probably was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but I got back knee. But still,
you might have been coming off the Under Armour private jet with Steph Curry or some shit. Going to renew your soul through the water.
Robert Plank.
Shout out to Plank.
Yep. I guess they're going to sell or go under, supposedly.
I mean, yeah.
That's selling. What I've been hearing. I don't know.
They ain't selling like they thought.
Well, he had some kind of plan, like, in 5 years, we're going to be $1 billion industry and some kind of shit like that.
Your shoes are ugly,
Rob. He went too quick.
Rob, your shoes are ugly,
just sell the underwear, sell the socks.
Rob, your shoes are ugly, man. Just get it. Just
get a couple of colleges to, like, put on your jerseys and
South
shit.
Florida is one. Notre Dame just signed an exclusive Under Armour deal.
Oh, no doubt. Okay.
Yeah. But it's ugly. this shit's ugly, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm really leaning back on Nike these days.
Fix your sneakers, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Fix them. If you just get rid of that fucking logo on the sneaker.
B said that on another episode. Just get rid of your logo. Like, I understand you want brand your shit, but sometimes it's just better not say it, you know?
Yeah.
What you got on, Playboy? UA. I don't know about them.
Or if you just have, like, something on you, like, oh, they're Under Armour. Oh, those are cool.
Yeah.
You know?
When you see that big UA, you're like, they ain't really cool.
Yeah, that looks. It almost looks like an H.
Yeah.
Or
and I remember when Kevin Durant was trying to sign him away from Nike. Even he knew, like, nah, ain't nothing I can do with this shit.
Good for Steph. They must have cashed him a motherfucking check.
But he gave him a piece of the company, from what I was understanding.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's like 50 in vitamin water.
But I believe he'll still have to end up going somewhere else.
Yeah.
Eventually. Yeah. It's like an N1 in Steph Marbury.
Lonzo should have signed with fucking
Nike. No.
You always Nike everything, dude.
Nike, black people.
Nike make all these shoes.
I'm gonna tell you something.
And fucking
Nike
all
been
these
better.
Dukes are out there, and they're making the
Nike
shoes.
Nike been better to the black athlete than a lot of them other companies, man. Just being real with
the
you.
The black athlete is the better. what did he say?
I don't know. That was Chris Collins.
No, that was Jimmy the Greek.
Oh, I thought that was Chip Kelly.
Because they got an extra bone in their foot.
I thought that was Chip Kelly.
Did you ever hear that?
No. I need that bone because I'm in the NFL right now.
No, you know what you need is a bone, 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 bone. Our videos fucking suck.
I just
want
to tell y'all.
What you gonna do?
To the punk and drublick, this episode has been a fun ride for me.
What you gonna do?
When it ain't nowhere to hide.
A bone, bone, bone. You need an extra bone in your asshole. Thanks, Chris Culliver.
Bang.
Hey, Chris Bone. That's what they call him. Speaking of Chris Bone, I've been looking for him. I can't find him at that.
Oh, shout out to Big Frank. I finally caught up on all my snowfalls. I seen you in episode 6 and 7, I think it is.
Was it a decent role? Or?
Oh, hell yeah. Big Frank was fighting the big Mexican dude on the other side. It was a nice role for you, Big Frank. You look good in that wife beating khaki pants, looking like a gangster. I was honored to have you on the show. I was with some of my coworkers watching the shit at work, and I was like, oh, man, the dude, Big Frank. And I swear, as soon as I said, I hadn't seen you yet. Motherfucker, you just popped right up. And I was like, man. Was a good
does
dude,
he look
man.
Big? Like, does he look like Jack?
He looked big as fuck. No, he just looked big. Like,
he's a big guy in general, but he's not like cut or anything.
No, he looked big. Like, yeah, shout out to Big Frank though.
He lost a lot of weight since the last time you saw him.
When we saw him that day, he wasn't as big as he is on that show.
Oh, okay.
Like, definitely, yeah. I was like, oh, he definitely looked like he did something. But shout out to you, Big Frank, because I seen your shit looking good, brother. I don't know if you in more episodes going forward. But I seen that next episode you was in, but you ain't had no lines. But the dude you fought, also, y'all had a, like, stare down and shit. So, shout out to you, man.
That's got to be good cash, huh?
I really don't know. But shout out to you, Big Brent.
Right. I want to watch the other one. That dirtbag superhero, whatever it is.
Yeah. Shout out. I was proud that we had him on the podcast. And Keith Deteet is all good, baby. We forgive and forget over here, you heard me? See. Unless it's Chris Collinsworth over there, because he ain't forgiving.
One time I talked to Keith Deteet.
Damn.
I'm going to work on my Collinsworth.
Yeah, man. Do that. All right. Look at that 12, man. How you going to misrepresent that 12, Playboy?
Hey, you got to talk. Just talk about something for now.
Oh, shit. You mean I got free reign to talk about Trump and Houston relief efforts everything I want to talk about?
Yeah, I'll just cut you off. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. What you doing like that, Playboy? But I'm saying, like, man, I just want to tell everybody out there, man, peace, love, and blessings to everybody.
Peace and love, peace and love.
It's the new season coming up, fall and shit, man. Work harder, stay smarter.
Right, hang on. Let's see what he sounds like. Hang on. What the fuck is this? God. That's great.
The fuck is that, man? Why is this dude running over people? What the fuck?
Okay, hang on. That's not good. X-rated Chris Collins. Uh-oh.
What the fuck is this? It's like an HBO show.
Is it just me or Chris Collinsworth's broadcasts becoming a bit X-rated?
He had like a swollen balls. It takes a young body to be able to contort like that. I mean, there's so much talent in that body. When you're coming in there is a good chance that you're going to be very hard. It just cracks.
All right, never mind. That is good, though. And I'm going to say that my Collinsworth was decent, too.
It is. You just overdid it today.
Yeah.
You should just let it die.
Yeah, next time I just got it. Yeah. Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
Anything fun happen this week for you?
Work is good. My one of my close friends actually sent me an alarming message, and I thought I had to like clear some of my work days to make sure he went out and about and got his foot in the door. But you know, he assured me that he was overreacting or some shit. But I was very concerned about the motherfucker. So, you know, I'm just a good friend, man, and I just pride myself on being a motherfucker who. I try to make the people around me better, man. We just going to work harder. We going to stay smarter. We going to ball harder. You heard me?
Feel me. Run with or come
Other than
with
that,
me.
I just think I'm going to drive to where I got to go. Listen to a little Thug Life.
Are you going to be? Oh, wait, where are you going? Are you anywhere by where I need to go?
Van Nuys? Where? Where you at?
Culver.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
Shit.
I don't
know. You going back to where you was at?
Yeah, I think so.
That's you need more of that shit and less of... Like other shit, I think.
What
I think that's going to lead you
into... Of course I do.
Right.
I know.
See what I'm just trying to give advice? You had a white man, do you?
It doesn't have to be black or white.
I know. Damn, white man.
All right. Anyways.
Damn, yeah. Grand Wizard.
That's my uncle. One time I was asked to be the Grand Wizard. Okay. I had to do one more.
You just got to overdo it. Just,
you know what I was going to say is... You know, Al Michaels, go fuck your face.
Come on. But they don't hear me though. But they don't hear me though. But they don't. I got blood on my hands and there's no remorse. I got blood on my dick cause I fucked the corpse. I'm a nasty nigga. When you pass me, nigga, look me in my eye. Tell me to my fucking face that you ready to die. You be a dead motherfucker, red motherfucker. Don't be stupid, you heard what I said, motherfucker. Who shot you? Oh, nigga, like you don't know. Staking you for your dough while I'm fucking your broke hoe. Yo, don't you get the picture? Niggas can't touch me. Cause I don't give a fuck, G, I get you touched, B. I got joints that with one slug will take apart a door. And enough crazy niggas behind me to start a war. So what you want, nigga, help, cause you's about to rest. When I'm fed, Red Cross couldn't clean up the mess. And the vest won't do nothing but make you look a little thicker. Cause in the dark, you ain't nothing but a little nigga. And if you've been thinking about that shit you did, you would've bought the joint with you, kid. Now I'ma have to get you, kid, and split your wig with a machete. I bring beef to niggas and string them out like spaghetti. You ain't ready, nor can you stand how I'm bringing it. How I'm giving it is how I'm living it, so I'm swinging it. Red dot on your
your chest opens up your rib cage.
I just love when a nigga bring his whole crew. It's just a bigger piece of cake for me to chew a whole through.
I just love
when a nigga bring his whole crew. It's just a bigger piece of cake for me to chew a whole through.
I just love
when a nigga bring his whole crew. It's just a bigger piece of cake for me to chew a whole through.
Now if your heart was as big as your mouth, you'd be real with a snot, so I know if you get knocked, you swill like a bitch, cause you is a bitch and always been a bitch. And you know how niggas do a bitch, we run up in a bitch for something in a bitch. Nigga, do you know me? Nigga, do you owe me? Niggas, you can blow me? Well, I'ma let this trigger, do you homie? That nigga's got to be smoking something, thinking you joking something. Fucking around with me, you'll be a broken something. I'm out for blood with the Crips of War. How much shit could you talk with your lips on the floor? Well, see, niggas make me itch, so I scratch you's a bitch. So I snatch up your face, fake and pits on scratch. Yeah, there was a time when I would've jumped up and choked this nigga. Now I'm on some shit like, yo, smoke this nigga. I'm about to find out how much guts you got before I spill him. Somebody come and get this motherfucker before I kill him. Ah, fresh out the asylum, I'm wildin'. Yeah, nigga, know the phone number for help, you best to dial him. 911, emergency, the urgency. We'll have witnesses seeing what the surgeon see. How far you gon' get with your dome split, fool? And catch your man slipping because he think his shit cool. But it ain't, so I paint the walls with his blood. Another dick in the mud, nigga, what?
I just love when a nigga bring his whole crew. It's just a bigger piece of cake for me to chew a whole through.
I just love
when a nigga bring his whole crew. It's just a bigger piece of cake for me to chew a whole through.
I just love
when a nigga bring his whole crew. It's just a bigger piece of cake for me to chew a whole through.
I just love
when a nigga bring his whole crew. It's just a bigger piece of cake for me to chew a whole through. Whole crew is just a bigger piece of cake for me to chew a whole through.
I just love.